This is the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show's All Request Friday Night, podcasting right here at Section 86 and at iTunes. Picture, if you will, an individual with no radio broadcasting experience. The face is unknown. The features, nondescript. During the next 2 hours, do not attempt to adjust your web browser, for this person has complete control. You, the listeners, are about to enter a dimension of no sight, all sound, where music fantasies become music realities, where the only voice you hear is that of a singular personage known as One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You are listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio here on FlatDaddy.com.
folks. We'll be back in a minute with more excitement right after this word.
Nation. And there's no reason for this treason. There's no explanation. Yeah, welcome back to the Bootleg of Sound Radio Show. And I hope your Friday night, early Saturday morning, depending on where you listen to, is going good. That was a band called Kill Van Kull from their 2006 release. The album's called Edge of Sunrise. And the track I played was called Out of the Blue Sky. And man, what a great band there. So check more of them out from MySpace if you get a chance. Great band. Again, Kill Van Kull. And the start of this night off with a three-set block from, of course, the band Melvins with Buzz Osborne. Most people know him, or they did know him, as King Buzzo. Of course, on guitar and vocals, Dale Grover on drums, the two mainstays of the Melvins since they started back in 1982. And I guess, from what I understand, since 2006, they've been touring with two drummers. And they got right now they got Cody Willis on drums along with Dale Grover, Jared Warren on bass and vocals, like I said, since 2006. And I guess it's kind of a cool setup on the dual drums up there. They have a one left-handed drummer and a right-handed drummer, and they both share the tom-toms in between them and when they play. So, man, I'd like to go check this band out here. If they ever come around, like I said, from their 2008 release, Nude with Boots, I played three songs from that, Billy Fish, The Smiling Cobra, and The Kicking Machine. And again, a great band. Been together since 1982, man. A lot of albums in between. And I hope you like that set to start the night off right there. And like I said, welcome back to the Bootleg Slam Radio Show. This is going to be podcast number 32 at section86.com, as always, next Tuesday. And I appreciate everybody's support downloading the shows. In the last month, I've had a pretty large number of downloads, and I really appreciate everybody's effort and tuning in. And I hope you find some music on here that you like. And it's been a pretty good night tonight. Earlier tonight, Lefty X, his show LP Sides Only, made its return. He's been off for like a month. And kind of missed his three-hour lead-in every Friday night. It's great to have Lefty X back on. And, man, he played some good music tonight. If you tuned in earlier tonight, 9 o'clock to midnight Eastern, right before my show starts, you could have heard him playing album sides from bands like, I wrote some of them down. When I left, he was playing Ozzy, Blizzard of Oz. He played side one of that. He was playing Lynyrd Skynyrd, The Golden Platinum, a double album. He played side four from that. Savoy Brown, Hellbound Train, side two. He played The Firm. Album they had out called Mean Business. He played side four from that. George Harmonica Smith, the album Arkansas Trap, he played side one. John Cougar Mellencamp from the Uh-Huh album, he played side one. Jeff Beck from the self-titled album, side two from that. And he started the night off on his return to the Flap Daddy shows. He started off with the band The Outlaws from their Big Bring It Back Alive album, side two of four. And again, it's great to have Lefty X back on the board, chat board on my show, as well as having him back with a three-hour lead-in on flatbaddy.com every Friday night. So, hey, if you get a chance, man, 12 o'clock is too late for you. 9 o'clock sure isn't that late. Jump on flatbaddy.com and look up a show called LP Sides Only, and you're not going to go wrong with it. And certainly appreciate Lefty X's support on my show, as well as all the great shows he puts out. And I'm going to keep going with my show right now. I got a lot of music set up for tonight. Got a really cool bootleg coming up here later. It's from 1975, and the band is, of course, Black Sabbath. And a really nice 45-minute-long set here I picked out, so I hope you like that. But right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into a bootleg from the band AC/DC. Again, this is from the Bon Scott era of the band and recorded in 1979. And I'm going to try to pronounce this right. I'm not sure if I'm going to get it right. The place is called Arnhem, Holland. It was recorded July 13th, 1979. And again, this is, like I said, the Bon Scott era. AC/DC Live. So here's a three-song block for them, and hope you like it. You're listening to the Bootleg of Sound Radio Show right here on flapdaddy.com.
Hey! Everybody happy? You want rock and roll? De hardste rock and roll komt uit Australië. Vanavond voor Veronica's Countdown is hier AC/DC!
We're on TV now, so watch your smile, all right? Yeah.
All right, we
think probably my wife's favorite all-time rock and roll band right there, AC/DC. And that was recorded in 1979. Let me see. I got it written down here somewhere. 1979 in Holland, July 13th. And, of course, great vintage era Bon Scott material right there with Angus and Malcolm. Of course, man, what a early times back then. You know, great to see them. That wasn't, you know, fuck, I wasn't a whole lot longer after this was recorded that we lost Bon Scott. And that's a fucking damn shame, man. Just a great artist right there. And he's one of those people that knew how to work a camera, man. You watch any of the old AC/DC videos, whether they're lip syncing or doing a live show. When that camera was on Bon Scott, man, he knew just how to work it perfectly. And, of course, so did Angus. Anyway, we played The Jack, Bad Boy Boogie, and Highway to Hell from AC/DC, and I hope you like that set right there. Anyway, like I said, if you get a chance to go to section86.com and check out the other shows besides my Bootleg Assam radio show, we certainly appreciate that. We have Vertebreaker, Creative Tragedy, It Burns When AP with your host Blake, the Lovesick Blues Boy Clayton, and the Hank and Chains show. That is when he does a show this year. He hasn't done any, but we're sure he's going to here pretty soon, so look forward to that coming up. And all the other great shows over there at section86.com, they're the ones that support my Bootleg Assam radio show and keep it going on iTunes. And I certainly appreciate all Andy's help over there. And what I'm going to do right now is get into a nice 40-minute long bootleg set from the band Black Sabbath, recorded fairly early on in their career, 1975, at the Asbury Park Convention Hall in New Jersey on August 5th. And like I said, it's the whole concert is available on Wolfgang's Vault. And it's actually about an hour and 40-minute long concert, but I boil it down to 40 minutes. And I picked out a few songs, and it's a lot of songs from the, I don't think it had been released yet, from the album Sabotage. And you can hear Ozzy make reference to that throughout, in between some of the songs. So check this out right here. This is a great sound and bootleg set from the band Black Sabbath. And hope you like it right now. You're listening to the Bootleg Assam Radio Show right here on FlapDaddy.com.
whilst walking along the pier today, quite a few guys stopped me and asked me about the new album we're going to have really soon. We're going to do a number now off our new album, so you may not know it, you probably don't. Listen to it, you might like it, okay? It's called Hole in the Sky.
Universe.
You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show's All Requests Friday Night, right here at FlapDaddy.com.
Thank you.
finish off now. We'd just like to say, on behalf of the guys and myself, you're a good bunch of people and we love each and every one of you. Somebody say paranoid. How does that one go?
Captured probably midway through their original band's career, still going strong with, well, they hadn't just released their album Sabotage, but great stuff there from the band Black Sabbath, of course, that was recorded in Asbury Park at the Convention Hall in New Jersey on August 5th, 1975. And the concert can be found on Wolfgang's Vault or King Biscuit Flower Hour if you go in there and search it out. It's an hour and 40 minute long, and the whole set sounds really killer, like I say, and I hope you like the 40 minutes of it that I picked out right there, again, from, pretty vintage era still of the band Black Sabbath, and, you know, great stuff right there, and like I said, I hope you like that set, and, man, I got a lot of show to go tonight, and what I'm going to probably do is I'm going to start dubbing Helderado, he's a good friend of the show, as the music director. Give him music director credits because, man, he's been sending me a lot of music here lately. And the last part of the show, I'm going to be playing a few bands that he's been sending me of late. And just really good stuff. And I'm going to, like I say, I got a lot of music to go in a short amount of time. So what I'm going to do right now is play another band here. They're from the United Kingdom, another great band. And I played an AC/DC set earlier, although it was a vintage era, Bon Scott AC/DC. Right now, in 2009. They're out as a supporting band for AC/DC, touring all over the place with them, and they're doing pretty good. And they got a brand new album out this year called Everyday Demons. And I'm going to play a couple tracks from the band. The band's called The Answer. And what you have is Cormac Neeson on vocals. You have Paul Mahone on guitar, Michael Waters on bass, and James Heatley on drums. And again, like I said, great band called The Answer. And they've been getting a lot of airplay and a lot of good press. And I'm going to, like I say, if you go to their MySpace, you're going to find a lot of good tunes on there. And I'm going to play a couple right now. And like I said, I'm going to give Eldorado a lot of music credits on my show from now on. So I hope you like this set right here. I'm going to get back into it right now, and I'll talk to you on the other side of these. This is the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, of course, right here on FlapDaddy.com.
This is called Memphis Water.
Oh,
from apparently an album that Mike Curb decided to shove up his ass and won't let Hank 3 have the rights to it so he can release it. Apparently the album was called This Ain't Country, and I don't think he liked the fact that Hank 3 put that album out. And I guess the story goes that he has the rights to it and he's not going to release it. And it's a damn shame, man. The album was supposed to call This Ain't Country, and as if you heard that, you realize it definitely ain't country. And the track I played right there from it was called Running and Gunning, from Hank 3 and the damn band and their Asjack set, their Hellbelly set from back in the day. And good stuff right there. Wish they would release it as it is, though. I don't want them to remaster it. I don't want them to do anything to it. Just put it out just exactly the way it is right here. So hopefully that happens one of these days. And I started this set off here just a little while ago with a band called The Answer. They happen to be opening for AC/DC right now, getting a lot of radio play and getting a lot of fans on their MySpace site. If you go to MySpace.com/TheAnswerRock and check out their tunes on there, man. Great stuff. They had an album just released this year, and I played one song from that called Memphis Water, and from their Everyday Demons album released, like I said, this year. And then I played a song called High Water or Hell from their 2008 EP called Never Too Late. Great band from the United Kingdom, and I hope you like that. The band right there called The Answer. And man, I'll tell you what, that Hank Williams III, the This Ain't Country album, I guess I've been looking online for it, and the copy I have has 13 songs on it. For some reason, all the albums I look for online, or all the information I find on This Ain't Country, has 10 tracks. So I don't know why mine has the extra 3 tracks, but anyway, you know, fuck it. I'm going to go ahead and play, since it's such a hard album to find, or was, and Mike Curb wants to shove it up his ass like he does, I'm going to go ahead and play 3 more songs from it right now. So here we go back to Hank 3 and the damn band, his Hellbelly set. Basically, album he put out. Not sure the exact date of it, but I guess I'll talk to you on the other side of these. Again, this is the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here on FlapDaddy.com. Yeah, just a great album right there. Never released. It's called This Ain't Country. Of course, that's Hank 3 and the Damn Band. Basically their Hellbilly album they put out that never did come out, I guess. Anyway, Pistol Packin' Motherfucker, Tennessee Driver, and I'm Drunk Again. And again, I started, or ended the last set before this one with Runnin' and Gunnin', all from the This Ain't Country from Hank 3. And I hope you like that set right there. Hey, like I said, if you listen to my shows, you know I don't fucking promote a whole lot of shit. That basically just the shows that support my show, like sites like section86.com. I told you about all the shows earlier. So check out section86.com whenever you get a chance. And there's a lot of great shows over there to download, listen to them, whatever you get a chance. That's what keeps these things going, and certainly appreciate that. And as well as I'm glad to have LP Sides Only back on Friday nights before my show, 9 p.m. Eastern Time every Friday night. Tune in 3 hours before midnight before my show starts and catch a great show. Lefty X host LP Sides Only plays some great albums. I ran down some of them earlier in this podcast, and he does that every week and just puts on a great show, and appreciate his support. We also have Tap Rat is on the chat board again tonight, and we certainly appreciate him. He has another show here at flapdata.com called The Rat every Tuesday from 7 till 9 p.m. Central Time, and he plays a lot of Star Trek related series. He also plays movies when he wants to, and he goes out and records and films a lot of local bands around the area down in Texas, and he puts those up on there. Just puts on some great shows, so you know, don't miss a chance to catch The Rat with your host Tap Rat. And I appreciate him hanging on the board tonight. And like I was saying, I'm going to give Helderado some music director credits for my shows, I think, from now on. The show before this one and this one here, he's been sending me a lot of tunes throughout the week. And this next band here is one new to me. I'm not really back into black metal too much, but this is the band. They're an authentic American black metal band. And the band's called Inquisition. And I'm going to play a couple songs right here from... You know, like I said, it's a little bit of black metal, and the band's been around for quite a while, and the guy who started the band is called Dagon, and of course, Dagon, you're going to hear, you're going to hear it as we play along. He says he's a voice of unholy sorrow, and he plays the strings of ancient melodies, and then you have Incubus, he plays the pagan war drums. Anyway, the band is, like I said, Inquisition, and I'm going to play a couple tracks from that right now, so I hope you like this. This is the Bootlegger Song Radio Show right here on FlapDaddy.com.
This is your Red Hot Lava roving reporter, Bob Hurst here. The Bootleg Asylum radio show is on every Friday night from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Howard plays the best in classic rock, metal, country, and blues. It's the best in bootleg music, so check out the Bootleg Asylum radio show live at flapdaddy.com.
From the 2008 self-titled album, that's Arson Anthem. Of course, that's Phil Anselmo on guitar, Mike Williams on vocals, Hank III plays drums, and Colin Yeo on bass. And we heard Doomed Morale and Wrecked Like Clockwork. Just great stuff there from the band Arson Anthem. And like I said, a band Inquisition, right before that, played a couple tracks from different times. The last one we played by them was called For Lucifer, My Blood, from 2001, the album called Invoking the Majestic Throne of Satan. And then I started off with a song called Enter the Cult from a 2007 release of Nefarious Dismal Orations, another authentic American black metal band. And if you want to catch up more from them, go to MySpace/Inquisition USA and check out more from the leader of the band, Dagon. He is the voice of Unholy Sorrow, and he plays the strings of ancient melodies. And then you have Incubus on the Pagan War drums, and man, they make a lot of noise for the two of them, and they've been around for quite a while doing this kind of music, and I hope you like that. Like I say, I'm not really big into black metal, really, but these are one of the better bands, been around for a long time, and been keeping the flame going, and I hope you like that set right there, courtesy of Hell Dorado, a really good friend of the show, And I appreciate him sending me that band during the week as well as far as a lot of the other bands I've been playing the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, Mike gets music director credits for the last couple of shows, no doubt about that. And that is about my show for tonight. I certainly appreciate everybody who's taking time to download my show and listening and tuning in on and getting on the chat board. And, man, been seeing some faces on here we haven't seen for a while. Taprat's on the board, and Lefty X is back doing his shows, like I said earlier. So check out LP Sides Only, 9 p.m. till midnight, every Friday night, right before my Bootlegger Song Radio Show. He's back on now. It's been about a month, and we're damn glad to have him back on Flap Daddy, as well as Taprat's show called The Rat, every Tuesday from 7 till 9 p.m. Central Time, and help support these kind of shows and keep these podcasts going, as well as all the ones at section86.com. We certainly appreciate it. And I'm going to end the show tonight with a band I played a couple podcasts ago, and I really like them a lot, so I'm going to play this song here once again. The band's called Red River Revival, and the song I'm going to end the show with is called End Time Blues, and I hope you like that. So once again, thanks for tuning into my show, and I guess I'll talk to you next podcast. This has been the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com. Y'all have a good week.